Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a wonderful actress. And over the years and going back, you've seen her as a kid in so many wonderful things, everything from Webster to Simon & Simon, Friends, St. Elsewhere. But really, she's known by millions of people as Sammy Brady on Days of Our Lives. She's done so many wonderful things along the way. And her latest is Help to Death in Hallmark Chronicle Mysteries, Help to Death. And you could see that coming up this Sunday on Hallmark Movies and Mystery Channel, 8 p.m. Eastern, if you're listening on the East Coast. And just a wonderful talent, Allison Sweeney. Allison, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? Good morning.
Doing well. And, first of all, how are you? How is everyone on your end? Everyone healthy and everyone safe in this pandemic?
Yeah, you know, knock wood. We're all getting through it together. It's been quite a ride, huh?
Yeah, well, no question. And it feels like maybe we're getting back to normal. And I think the yardstick for that are folks like yourself and the actors, because obviously as actors, you know, you can't hug, you can't kiss, you can't fight, you can't huddle together on screen. You can't do these things. So if things seem like they're getting back to normal for you and your colleagues, then I imagine that that it's a good sign.
We're heading in the right direction, I'll tell you that for sure. And it's been crazy, but I think everyone feels the same way, and everyone just wants to get back to normal. And so for us, we're doing the best we can to be safe everywhere I go. We get tested, and everyone's wearing, you know, protective whatever they can to you know, behind the scenes. And then you kind of sneak out on set, and you do the scene, and then you pop your mask right back on and go back to your dressing room. So we're all doing everything we can to keep each other safe, but still put on a good product, because we know everyone needs good. I'm running out of shows to watch too, so everyone needs good TV.
Well, listen, you've been providing that for years and years, and you've done wonderful work. Without spoiling, can you give us a rundown of what we're going to see on Chronicle Mysteries, Help to Death?
I'm so excited to share it. It's the fifth movie in our Chronicle Mysteries franchise, and it's been so much fun to show this character. She's a podcaster, investigating true crime, you know, going into those cold cases. And I love developing the stories based on cases that are interesting to me or things that have been happening in real life. And so I found myself really intrigued by some of the cult documentaries I've been watching lately, and some self-help true crime cases of kind of those gurus who motivate people, and where it can kind of become an obsession and where it goes wrong. And so that's sort of how we base the case Help to Death. And it's just a adventure where Alex, our podcaster, she goes off to a self-help intensive weekend, and she's there out camping in the wilderness, and of course someone dies, and we have to figure out, like, maybe it was an accident, maybe it was on purpose, and she's gonna get to the bottom of it.
It's got to be interesting, especially coming from your background in soaps, where you have a long term, years and years to develop this character, and you compare that to the one-offs when you do it. You know, you do a movie,
yeah.
And just this is somewhere you know well in between. But how much of a departure is this for you to develop a character over five films or over a franchise?
I know what you mean, because it's funny, right, in daytime, on Days of Our Lives, it was every day and for years, and every sort of along the storylines, you really are with the character every moment of the way, whereas here with this, you have a two-hour increment to kind of help the audience get to know them, and for me, as an actor, I kind of have these bursts of time to get to know my character, Alex, and so I find myself, and you really want each movie to be its own full story. So you can't just leave the audience hanging for the next episode. You know, you have to complete this story at the end of each movie. So it's been a really interesting journey. But at the same time, for example, one thing we've been able to stretch out over the five movies is her relationship with Drew. So Ben plays Drew Godfrey, and Drew and Alex definitely have a connection and a chemistry between the two of them, but they're both very slow to do something about it. And so this now in the fifth movie, you're finally going to see them connecting, bonding, wanting to be, wanting to be together, and we'll see what happens with that. But you can see that they, that they're taking those first steps, and that's a way kind of more like the soap. We've been able to stretch that out over five movies and help the audience really get on board for the for them to. They're really rooting for these two to be together.
Well, it's kind of a it's kind of along the same lines, but how much different is Alex now than when you first read that script, when you first looked at her? Has she evolved?
Yeah,
has she developed? Or is pretty similar
to
what
really
you?
Has.
Go ahead.
Because in the first episode, she was she wasn't even planning to stay in Harrington, and she had come in to help out because her uncle had asked for her help, and so she felt very closed off and ready to be a good helper, but not planning to settle down. And in fact, in the second movie, I can't remember if it was the second or the third, it sort of became the whole gag of the storyline that she kept packing up her stuff, ready to leave, and then something would happen and she had to stay. And so then when she finally was putting her bags in the car and Drew thought she was leaving, she teased him and then said, "Nope, I'm here to stay." So it has really arced from her, like, with one foot out the door, ready to move on to somewhere else, to her actually committing to staying in town and being a part of the paper and settling in with these her new friends, her new family. And now she's much more open and friendly with them and connected with everyone in the paper and in a totally different way than when she first arrived.
Well, listen, congratulations on everything, your whole career, but certainly Alex and where you've taken the character. And we'll all be tuning in Sunday to see you. Before you go, can you give us a website or a social media site where people could follow along with what you're doing?
Absolutely. Please join me on Sunday night on Twitter at @Ally_Sweeney. I'm going to be tweeting along with the premiere of the movie, and I have a fun giveaway I'm planning. And you can follow Chronicle Mysteries at Chronicle Mysteries on Instagram, and it's going to be like a really fun opportunity for everyone to get to know each other, all the fans connect, and I'm going to be chatting along with them during the fun reveals and the clues along in the movie. So be sure to tune in on Sunday night.
Well, again, congratulations. We will be tuning in, and we'll be talking about it as we let you go. I know a lot of people are waiting to speak to you, so thank you very much for being here, and we'll talk
thank
to you again
you.
Real soon, Allison.
Yeah, absolutely.
Allison Sweeney, everyone. Everyone knows her as Sammy Brady on Days of Our Lives, and they've known her there for so long. But she's done such wonderful work over the years. Check her out on Hallmark's Chronicle Mysteries, Help to Death, this Sunday, 8 p.m. And like she said, follow her on Twitter and kind of watch along. But it's on Hallmark Movies and Mystery Channel, and just to be specific there, she's terrific. She's absolutely terrific in everything she does, and she puts a heart and soul into all of her characters, and she gets it. Very talented actress, and I'm looking forward to seeing her. My wife's looking forward to seeing this as well. She's seen all of the episodes, all of the movies, I should say. I haven't seen any of them, and I'm looking forward to seeing this, and then I'll catch up. I'll binge going backwards. But Allison Sweeney has been our very special guest. Please tune in. Please tune in on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you're on the West Coast, just adjust the time there. But Hallmark Movies and Mystery Channel, absolutely terrific actress Allison Sweeney has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.